In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, accepting God's ways. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's discuss healing through accepting God's ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. Isaiah 55, 8-9. May I share with you a notation I made in my diary on October 25th, 2010, which I think is to the point of our discussion today. It's hard for me to believe that I wrote this, but I did, by God's grace. I can truly say that I love my leukemia. It has been a special healing grace to bring me down into a broken state so that God can lift me up to union with Him. God, you have rejected us, broken us. Psalm 61. Continuing the excerpt from my diary, I also had a sense in my prayer today of the undeniable fact that nothing can touch me, hurt me, or kill me unless and until, as was the case with Himself, Jesus says so. Quoting John 10:17 to 18, this is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. End of quote. You see, everything is subject to God, our Father's perfect will and providence. Our Father is seeing to the perfect good and timing for each of us, for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can live in peace when we come to accept God's will in the many facets of our lives. There is a great freedom and rest in the surrender. Matthew 11:28 to 30, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. End of quote. Yes, we can never fully understand God because He is God and we are not. But if I may be so bold, I think God does permit us a generalization, which can often be true. God's ways are often 180 degrees opposite of our ways. Here's a practical example. My wife Kathleen and I have been blessed with 19 children in 18 pregnancies. Kathleen was pregnant with number 19 when our eldest Shannon was 19 years old. We were blessed in our marriage with an average of one child per year. Our ways, the ways of the culture, and the view of the world would say that Kathleen would be a physical, mental, and emotional wreck. Though I admit there have been many challenges in bearing and raising so many children, as we continue to do, and yes, I will admit that our lives are sometimes very crazy and hectic, the joy and blessings of having a large family have immensely outweighed the difficulties. Kathleen is a beautiful, attractive, vibrant woman. She looks at least 10 years younger than her actual age, even being mistaken at times as a sister to our children, as opposed to their mother. Really, healthy in mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Kathleen is a highly accomplished and loving wife and mother, spiritually blessed as a daily mass attendee and a woman of prayer and the interior life, educated, gifted, wherein she has a teaching degree, a law degree, and a master's in theology, professionally accomplished as a director of religious education, spiritually gifted and generous as a spiritual guide to other women, a talented author with published books and various articles, a public speaker to thousands on faith and family, co-director and co-founder of a nonprofit ministry called Forming Faithful Families, a guest on numerous radio and television programs. Well, I could go on, but I know that you will become perturbed if you're not already by my boasting about my wife. But the point is, God's ways are not our ways. Yes, this is the mother of 19 children, living a beautiful life in service to God, her family, and others. God's ways are not our ways. The more we step out in faith and trust in the Most High God, the more we are blessed. The more we give, the more we receive. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. Luke 6:38. The spirit of the world, personified by the tyrannical definer of political correctness, the anonymous they, as in they say, would have us believe that children from such a large family as ours could not possibly receive enough love, education, and attention to thrive. Well, thanks be to God, though very far from perfect, all of our children are virtuous and mature well beyond their age. They have all excelled in school, and all of our older children of age have graduated from or are attending private Catholic university with some level of financial scholarships. 5 of 6 of our university graduates thus far are pursuing or have already achieved master's degrees or advanced certification. Our daughter Deirdre, at age 23, had 2 master's degrees, thanks be to God. Another daughter is now married and a wonderful young mother who has started her beautiful family. All of our children have emerged as leaders, and none, by the grace of God, have become casualties of the culture. Praise God. Though they, as do all of us, have their faults, though none as bad as mine, they are living lives of faith, virtue, and chastity. And this happened in a large family. Thanks be to God. You see, God's ways are not our ways. By the way, I recently had a conversation with one of my adult daughters, and I told her that my measure of success as a parent is that my children live lives of virtue and continue practicing their faith fervently. So thank you, Lord. How can we begin to understand and accept God's ways? Well, we must seek His Spirit. That is the only way to understand and accept God's ways. Now, the natural person does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it, because it is judged spiritually. The spiritual person, however, can judge everything, but is not subject to judgment by anyone. 1 Corinthians 2:14-15. Okay, who is the Holy Spirit? the Holy Spirit is God, the third person of the Most Holy Trinity. He unveils Jesus to us. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 687. No one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now, God's Spirit, who reveals God, makes known to us Christ, His Word, His living utterance. But the Spirit does not speak of Himself. The Spirit, who has spoken through the prophets, makes us hear the Father's Word. But we do not hear the Spirit Himself. We know Him only in the movement by which He reveals the Word to us and disposes us to welcome Him in faith. The Spirit of truth, who unveils Christ to us, will not speak on His own. Such properly divine self-effacement explains why the world cannot receive Him, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, while those who believe in Christ know the Spirit because He dwells with them. End of quote. We who have and live the Catholic faith are wholly and entirely one in the Holy Spirit. We could say that the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son personified. He is the Spirit of the mystical body of Jesus, which consists of the members of His church. After having been baptized, and more fully when we are confirmed, we receive the Holy Spirit and are empowered to better understand and live the things of God. We are one with the other members of the church and with God. You might say that we begin to think and act alike while at the same time retaining our uniqueness. Yes, we begin to think and act alike with God, and we begin to think and act alike with other members of the church while at the same time retaining our uniqueness. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come right back and talk more about accepting God's ways. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about accepting God's ways. A very dim reflection of this action of the Spirit, this unifying action. When I was young, I was a rock and roll fan, big time. I would occasionally attend rock and roll concerts. There were other attendees with diverse races and backgrounds, old and young, rich and poor, educated and uneducated, but when the band played, we were one in spirit. This was palpable. The Spirit, one might say, was like a burning light. We would all spontaneously light lighters or matches to symbolize the Spirit which we were experiencing. There was an amazing joy and unity among us. Of course, this experience was ephemeral. Well, if fans at a rock concert can be one in spirit, then certainly God can make us one in His Spirit, His Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is lasting and infinitely more effective and transforming than the Spirit experienced at a rock concert. The Holy Spirit lights up the truth. Jesus, for us, for you, He unveils Jesus to us. He causes our hearts to burn. Did not our hearts burn within us? Luke 24, 32. He is our all. The Holy Spirit is our all. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become God's sacred temple where He lives. The temple of God is sacred, and you are that temple. 1 Corinthians 3:17. Yes, you are a sacred temple of God. That's what you are, and that's what your neighbor is. This also means that others are temples of the Holy Spirit and should be treated by us accordingly because they are other Jesuses. Jesus tells us so. He says, I tell you solemnly, insofar as you did this to one of these least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. Matthew 25, 40. We are members of the mystical body of Jesus, whose Spirit is the Holy Spirit, who unifies His members. Catechism of the Catholic Church 1272. Incorporated into Christ by baptism, the person baptized is configured to Christ. Baptism seals the Christian with the indelible spiritual mark, character of his belonging to Christ. No sin can erase this mark, even if sin prevents baptism from bearing the fruits of salvation. End of quote. Listen, there is another spirit, a divisive spirit, who some choose to follow, though there is always prevailing help for them. These brothers and sisters depend on our help and prayers. Be on guard, but never fear. Be calm but vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. You see, the devil, the enemy, loses in the end. His days are numbered. Quote, the devil has gone down to you in a rage, knowing that his days are numbered. Revelation 12:12. And from Ezekiel 37:14, and I shall put my Spirit in you, and you will live, and I shall resettle you on your own soil, and you will know that I, Yahweh, have said and done this. It is the Lord Yahweh who speaks. It is through the Spirit that we have life. It is God who gifts us with His Spirit. He gifts us with His Spirit. It is through the Spirit that we know that God is the one who does everything for us. He does everything for you. Without Him, we are nothing. We are nothing. Without the Spirit, we cannot know, understand, and follow God's will. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. It is only through God that we can accomplish our mission of producing fruit in our lives, with our lives, We do not want to conclude our lives with empty hands, because we want to please our beloved Lord Jesus, don't we? Because we love him, thanks to the help of his Spirit. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? We receive him, most importantly, through the sacraments of the Holy Catholic Church, through which we receive sanctifying grace. But we also receive him through our prayer. We are then raised above our natural selves and capabilities. You see, we seek his Spirit to be one with our spirit, wherein we can begin to understand and accept God's ways. God's ways. We receive at least some dim understanding of the things of God and the grace to believe that all God permits is working toward our good, toward your special good. Even though we do not have a complete human understanding all the time, because God is God and we are not. It is so interesting and amazing that God has shared such potent power with us, with you, in the gift of free will. This free will is the only power that we can say, in a sense, can thwart God's plan, should we exercise it to choose to turn from him. The ways of God, his ways, are not our ways. Since he is a loving Father, he will permit challenges in our lives so that we can grow and be healed in untold ways, in the best and most crucial ways. From Hebrews 12:5-7, you have also forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as sons. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? End of quote. To sum it up, God's will is. Yes, God's will is. God's will is what it is. There is nothing that is not enfolded in God's perfect, loving providence. We'll be right back to talk more about accepting God's ways. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of healing through accepting God's ways. So I was summing it up. To sum it up, God's will is. Yes, God's will is. It is what it is. There is nothing that is not unfolded in His perfect, loving providence. I cannot proclaim this enough. You see, God's will is perfect. God's will is wonderful. God's will is bringing a tremendous good out of everything in our lives, out of everything in your life. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love Him. Romans 8:28. You are one of those who love God, are you not? I am, although very imperfectly. So, therefore, we can be assured, we can be confident that God is turning everything to their good because God cooperates with all those who love Him, and we love Him. God's ways are not our ways. God's plan will always have a large degree of mystery in it. Yes, that's true. But we can surely trust that His plan is the very best plan for you every single time. And this includes everything. It includes, yes, the cross. It includes, yes, very difficult tragedies and disasters, crushing blows. I know what a little bit about what it's like. It's hard. But God is bringing a great good out of everything in your life. Trust this. Jesus, I trust in you. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How inscrutable are His judgments? How unsearchable His ways? For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Romans 11:33-34. Jesus, I know that your ways are not my ways, they're not our ways, but I trust in you, and I love you, and I thank you for every twist and turn in my beautiful life. Let's thank Jesus for every twist and turn in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. May Jesus, our Lord, give us the grace to be His pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do, especially when we do not feel like it. You are so good at heart, and why? Well, because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.